Welcome to Talks from the Bible, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God, Ephesians 5:19-21. We have established by examples given in Acts 27 and 1 Corinthians 16:2 that the church is to assemble in one place upon the first day of each week. We are to assemble for the purpose of partaking in fellowship of the Lord's Supper. This activity consists of unleavened bread and fruit of the vine, the bread and the cup, to remember the Lord's death for the salvation of the world. We are also to assemble so that we might edify one another. This edification consists of speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We are taught that we are to sing with the melody being made in the heart. Many religious bodies have chosen to use mechanical instruments of music, but there is absolutely no authority in Scripture for such an action. God speaks directly to His church and says that we speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with the melody for those songs to be made in the heart. We use this avenue to teach and admonish or encourage one another. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Colossians 3:16-17. This teaching and admonishing must be done by the word of Christ. All that we do in the edification of one another in our coming together must be in the name of the Lord Jesus, or by the authority of Christ. Dare we be so presumptuous to believe that God will accept an addition to the divine instruction that He has given? We see in the sacrifice of Cain in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 5 that God is precise in the commands that He has delivered. As we sing according to God's appointment, we encourage one another. We uplift each other as we speak to one another in our singing of these types of songs. Even the songs that we choose to use in our coming together on the first day are to be lessons of instruction that only God approves. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Hebrews 2:12. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.